Ach, it makes you wonder at times. You know, Alison, my father's father was a monkey. So they say, at least I was told that in the work the other day. It seems this fellow Darwin, he wrote a book and it was all about men and monkeys and how it came about that we were all related. But men had all the brains. They started wearing boots and things, you know, and teaching all their wains and building boats and battleships and learning how to fight and murdering all their enemies in the middle of the night. Well, I took an up a notion to go up to the zoo, you know, take the wife and bairns up and spend a bob or two. And while I was about it, just to see for myself all my father's cousins that they had they fared so well. Well, we all get started, you know, the usual bloomin' fuss. I forgot my tobacco. The wain was sick and a bustling, the wife got started. Did you turn off the gas? Is the key the hoose in your pocket? Let that woman pass. I know, I get thinking, here's me with all these brains and I'm hanging on to a cord strap with a crowd of howling wains. The car was full of football fans. You know, they're a cheery crowd of chaps, but it made my stomach want to turn listening to their cracks. There was a big one with a muffler on. He turned round and he says to me, if I had all your patience, mate, I'd be a referee. But his wee mate caused the trouble. You know the one with the wooden leg? Turned and asked the missus if she could make me sit up and beg. Well, I'm no for hitting cripples. I'm a man of high ideal. I just kicked to life under him. That fairly made him squeal. Well, that caused the army inside the Glasgow car. You know, with a wife and bairns all screaming. It was like a bloody civil war. The policeman came, he put me off. He says that I'm to blame. If it wasn't for those monkeys, he'd have taken the next car home. When I got to the zoo, my teeth was set. My simmet, my shirt was wringing wet. There was a block in there with a skip of hat. Says I, hey, where's a monkey's mark? Takes off his hat, strokes his hair. He says, there's the monkeys over there. Now, he told me that at 2 o'clock, and as sure as I'm alive, I didn't see any monkeys till nearly 5:30. I staggered through the bloomin' zoo. The wain was greeting for a kangaroo. The wife, she wasn't saying much, but I could tell by the look in her eye. She would have had my guts for garters if there was nobody passing by. And then I saw it. A wee brown monkey. He was sitting in a tree. He was chewing a banana and he was looking down at me. Ah, oh, and he looked fair contented. He was picking up his fleas. He was giving his wife a rattle. He was doing what he pleased. Now, I don't know Mr. Darwin, and I haven't read his book. But I thought of that wee monkey, and I had another look. And do you know the thought that struck me? Aye, and it's probably struck you too. My father's father would have been better off in a zoo.